Hello everyone. It's approximately 10 p.m. out here in Hawaii right now on the 3rd of January. Wanted to start something new, the cigar hour. Cigar and the beer. To do a little bit of pairing, to give my analysis about the pairing. You know, and just to put my two cents out there as to what I believe are some of the better things that Hawaii has to offer. Some about my artwork, what it is that I do, why it is that I do it. And just have a medium to connect with those who support me, those who allow me to do what I do for a living, to be a creative and to bring forth what is within, and most importantly, what is from the all-knowing realm of what some Hawaiians consider as the pole. For those of you who aren't too ma'a or keen on the Hawaiian ideologies, even though I'm Native Hawaiian, I'm not keen on everything. I learned from my elders, or they say kopuna. I learned from those who are my age, and also learn from the young little keiki or the kids, because they have the direct line or connection to the pole or darkness or to the gods or to the godly realm, since they have just entered from that realm into the owl, which is what you see here today, or at least that's my understanding behind it. So the reason why I've created Hoiano, or why I've created the website and the products that I create, is because when I looked at, or when I grew up in Hawaii and I went to college in the continent, what some refer to as the mainland, in San Diego, I didn't have nothing that represented where I came from or who I was. Going to school at University of San Diego, playing football over there. You know, some people claim I used to play for Harbaugh. Good man. Learned a lot of things. But my real education just came in and living in San Diego and exploring the world. While I was there, you know, I was just fortunate enough to get 2 undergraduate degrees and a master's degree and pursue what I thought would be one of the highest paying jobs coming out of college with a 4-year degree, which was accounting at the time. Accounting is number 2 and engineering is number 1. While playing collegiate football, I didn't want to dedicate myself to becoming an engineer, you know. And to be quite frank and honest, I come from a family of entrepreneurs here in Hawaii on my Japanese side. And I wanted to learn about business. And more precisely, I didn't want to read or write, because not too many people enjoy reading and writing. It's not that I didn't like it. It's just that I was afraid of all the red marks that the teachers gave me when I wrote. And I didn't want to sit there reading all night, staying up all night reading, and try to regurgitate it when I didn't quite see things the way other people saw. So I took accounting, and that's what I majored in. So So, while majoring in accounting, we would have firm interviews and firm tours, and I was fortunate enough that my GPA was high enough to be looked at from some of the Big Four. Due to my creativity and my background, it was more precisely within the advisor service realm. Being able to connect the dots moving forward. Everybody can connect the dots moving backwards, but there's something to be said for connecting the dots moving forward. While going through my interview, as you'll learn, Hawaii people being from an island and being raised in a certain way or in a certain culture, we're very prideful of who we are, where we come from. And while I went through my interviews, we'll get dressed wearing a suit and tie. I really didn't have anything to express who I was or where I came from. At the time, the only thing that was available on the market was Tommy Bahama Aloha shirts, which was the most known in the continental US. In Hawaii, we had Manuhealii, Kahala, Tory Richards, Rand Spooner. All of those wouldn't cut it when you have to wear a suit and tie to an interview. So, wanting to be decked out to the full nine, to carry myself with dignity and pride and elegance. Dust it off the suit that I purchased while in high school to go to prom. It was a Giorgio Armani Emporio suit. I enjoy the Giorgio Armani suits over Hugo Boss's and some of the other brands just because of the way it was constructed. Not so much padding in the shoulders, being athletic. I like the cut. The way it fit. I didn't need any shoulder padding. I did enough weightlifting on my own. And all throughout my interviewing process, all throughout giving presentations in college, entering business competitions for my college, the only way that I could show where I'm from and who I am was to wear an aloha shirt, to wear a flower print tie, which didn't quite fit in. So I made a vow to myself that, I would be the one to create something on the level of the luxury houses of Europe. And you may be asking yourself, what gives you the right? Who are you to create these things? And while being in the continental US, I realized that to the no fault of their own, America, due to its geography or where it's situated on the globe, tends to be very insular. Not too knowledgeable about other people or other cultures. So, while going to school, I also, some would say, was a tutor, one of Hawaiian history, just the very basics. The fact of we had our own kingdom, our own royalty, and most importantly, our palace had running water, electricity, and the telephone before the White House. And that's where I come from.